This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Bruce Flanders, BRUCEFLANDERS, date of birth 09/18/1969, date of appointment November 8, 2022, 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 9/20/2022. Due to the slurred speech and confusion, he was having difficulty in typing and hard time in playing the music, hard time rolling over. He was slurring the word and he lost the balance also. He developed right-sided weakness. He developed the right facial droop. In the emergency room, CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. He was admitted to the hospital where MRI of the brain done, which shows left deep white matter, acute infarction. Echocardiogram shows normal left ventricular size and systolic function, ejection fraction 65%. Patient developed more weakness on the right side during the hospital stay. Then repeat MRI of the brain done, which did not show any new stroke. Patient went to the Sunnyview Hospital for rehab about 4 weeks. Today he is here in my office for a follow-up. His speech is better, right upper extremity and right foot is weak. He can walk with the cane. He is wearing AFO on the right foot. He is getting physical therapy, occupational therapy and speech therapy. He is taking aspirin and Lipitor. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, herniorrhaphy, allergy to latex, medication gabapentin 300 mg daily, metformin, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, nifedipine, clopidogrel 75 mg daily, potassium chloride, baclofen, cholecalciferol, multivitamin. And aspirin 81 mg PO daily. Social history, former smoker, drinks socially, married, live with his wife. Family history, mother deceased due to breast cancer, father deceased, hypertension. One sister deceased, anxiety, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having numbness, tingling, weakness, and trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure, ...140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. abdomen south bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria on the left side. Motor system examination, strength, left side is 5 over 5, right upper extremity, distal is 0 over 5, right lower extremity, ankle 0 over 5, right sided spasticity present, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hand and feet. He came to my office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan. 53-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left deep white matter infarction. Number two, right hemiplegia. Number three, spasticity, muscle. Number four, dysphagia. Next paragraph. At this time, I advised him to keep on taking aspirin 81 mg PO daily, Plavix 75 mg PO daily, and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Continue the physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. I would like to see him back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.